one and only Son to save. For God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world.
Amen. We're glad you're here. Have a seat.
Good morning, church. Good to see everybody out on a cold morning. Here's the announcements for February 18th. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for ages 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We continue to look for Ark teachers. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Youth group on Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. 6:30 to 8:30 at the church. Many of our home groups are beginning again, and they are listed on the church's website. Good Friday is on March the 29th this year, and we'll be doing a shared service with the Father's House Church at their facility. The service will be at 10:30 a.m. Your 2023 charity receipts are in the church mailbox or at the church office. If you'd like prayer today, there will be people stationed at the back corner that will pray for you.
If you are comfortable, please stand.
Turn to you.
Because when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Because when we see you, we find strength to face the day.
Story.
adore you.
Someone you haven't met today, and kids, you are dismissed.
Probably should have had a Coke before we came.
What's that?
Probably should have opened up and drank a Coke before
we came. Yeah.
Thank you. God knows who cares, and he loves us. This morning, I'm going to use Jude to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Jude writes a prayer of praise in verse 24 and 25. Now, glory to God,
who's able to keep you from falling away, and to bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his, before all time and in the present and beyond all time. We want to echo these words of praise this morning in the quiet of our hearts to the God who keeps us close, to the God who is all-powerful, and beyond space and time. Confession, Jude 17 to 19 says, But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said. They told you that in the last time there would be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. Are we being led astray by the ways of the world that look for pleasure by any evil way possible? Let us confess the times this week that we followed our natural instincts of our old selves instead of following the new way in Christ. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, in verse 1 and 2, Jude writes, I'm writing to all who have been called by God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. As people loved and kept safe by God, let us be thankful for the many ways that we've experienced his mercy and peace this week. Thank you for our daily bread. Supplication, later on in Jude, verse 20, 21. You, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love. This morning, in the power of the Holy Spirit, bring your request before God. Are you in need of his mercy this week? Is it someone else that needs you to build them up in prayer this morning? Let us bring a request before him and then wait expectantly for his mercy. We pray for Wilford and Monique, for Tara and James and their family, the Cron family, for Brian and Rita, for Tammy, Matthew, Victoria, Evelyn and Leona, for Will and Martha's family, for Taylor and Rebecca, for Lou and Harold, for Judith and Danny and their family, Glory and Jerry, Marcia, Neville, Michelle, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family. And then some places around the world, San Marino, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Iran, Ukraine, Sudan, Israel, Gaza. God, we pray for peace and restoration in these lands. For Canada and the United States, we pray for healing. Then all the unspoken requests, the things at times weigh heavy on our hearts that make it difficult for us to sleep at times, these we give to you, our good and great God. You can do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Scripture reading this morning is Psalm 145, verses 8 to 19. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, your rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them.
Please stand as we continue to worship in song.
Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name.
on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom.